Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm John Batsu with a veteran officer of the American intelligence community, David Shedd, and his colleague Andrew Badger has, with David, put together a book that tells you very quickly how much trouble you're in, depending on your corporation and who you do business with. Because if you, in any fashion, read this book, you're going to believe you're inadequate right away. So there are seven pillars that you can pick up that David and Andrew put at the end of their book. We can't go through with them in detail, but we're going to begin with the top tier in my reading. Number one, protect the crown jewels of 21st century power. How important that is, David. These guys who worry about their quarterly reports, do they ever pay attention to the fact that they're not in charge? The Ministry of State Security plays with them. Do they talk about it when they're alone or when they're confessing their sins, David?
My sense after 11 years in the private sector, sitting on a number of boards, public and non-public, I will tell you that quite often the mindset is, I hope it doesn't happen on my watch. I know they do bad things, and I'm not sure what to do about it. Well, we're here to say that within the construct of decoupling, we are calling for, in these recommendations, these seven pillars, a partial decoupling in our relationship with China on those things that are the crown jewels of innovation. What am I talking about? Semiconductors. Artificial intelligence, biopharma, stealth technologies, hypersonics.
Chemistry, that's one that I hadn't considered. It's in your book, David. Chemistry.
Yes. And so you could go on and on, but we're talking about a dirty dozen, maybe up to 18 areas in where joint research and development and jointness in financial undergirding of these elements with Chinese either funding or American funding for the Chinese to do it needs to be curtailed and severely cut off in terms of doing it. This what I would identify as one part of the bookend of these seven pillars, with the other one, and you may get into this, is the establishment of the National Economic Security Council, much like was done in 1947 with the National Security Council emerging from World War II and the rise of the Soviet Union, in terms of having an organized construct in which to identify priorities and then addressing those priorities of guns and bullets in terms of national security. This is about economic security.
Remember, we're in the Situation Room, and we're now moving to the second part of the briefing. Having established in this future scenario to the president, here's the problem. There are solutions, but one of them is you've got to treat your economic strains just the way you treat your arsenal of atomic weapons. You've got to protect it and make sure that it's always being taken care of by people you trust, always. And that is important to establish. However, we go to number two, which attracts me. Modernize legal deterrence. For heaven's sakes, David, what is going on here? The least you could do is once you identify a criminal, no fly ever. Your accounts are empty, always. You can run, but you can't hide. No matter how many times you change your name, we'll make everybody aware who you are. Why don't they do it? What is holding them back?
Actually, it fuels the brazenness of the Ministry of State Security in running their operations, because I sort of draw a corollary to the idea of lost leaders. In other words, a few get caught, That's just the price and the cost of doing business by the Chinese, because the bar is so high on prosecuting. It's a very traditional construct. It doesn't receive the attention and the resources that it requires in the Department of Justice, and then by extension, the FBI, in terms of investigations. Why? Because the cases drag on and on and on. And the next thing you know, the individual has fled the country, never to be seen or heard from again in terms of returning to China. The other thing is, and there is responsibility, if not outright culpability, by corporate America. And that is, they oftentimes wish to have the information simply covered up, don't wish to prosecute. That would be tantamount to settling out of court. They don't want their information, their trade secrets, known to their competitors as having been heisted and taken away from their treasure trove of crown jewels. And so they're somewhat complicit in this as well, John. And I think that's really important to come to terms with, both the prosecution side as well as the victim in this, and in terms of the secrets that have been taken.
DeepSeek, everybody knows what it is. You talk about it in your book. There is information right now, it's fresh, David, that DeepSeek has a back door, that everybody using that, downloading that program, can be accessed at any moment by malign actors. Now, we know that DeepSeek made some claims. NVIDIA knows those claims were bogus and won't tell us. Now, I understand why. They're worried about the stock market price. So let's get back to that situation room. The president's worried about the market, isn't he? What is the response when he says, good heavens, we'll go into a bear den? What do we do?
Well, the problem is that there's a strong sense, and you mentioned NVIDIA and Jensen Huang in the sale of now H200,
right,
semiconductors and chips to China, enablers for advanced AI, which is, for your audience, just to be clear, DeepSeek is your ChatGPT on steroids by the Chinese, in order to see every search that you do and every data piece that you look at, not actually much different, if not different at all, from TikTok and its parent company, ByteDance. Even if it holds, and the terms of this remain pretty opaque in terms of, is it 18 or 20% that ByteDance still holds on TikTok, is that they not only have access to every 130 to 140 million U.S. users and that's in the United States, and 1.7 billion in the world of using TikTok, is that they then take that information and influence the hearts and minds by driving what moves to the top based on clicks and all the rest that goes with it. And naively, we go along with that. The enabler, though, for that, and as Microsoft would attest from the DeepSeek issue, is the large language models necessary for that were again taken in order to build DeepSeek. Now DeepSeek is its own organ to acquire that data from its users in terms of searches and all the rest. So this great heist is not only the intellectual property of blueprints and schematics, it's also the data. That's the whole thing. They combine the two things to create the greatest transfer of wealth in the history of human race. This is the largest heist ever seen, estimated again at about $400 to $600 billion a year by the FBI in terms of that estimation. Taking an economy that in 2001 was 1.3 trillion nominal gross domestic product in China to well over 17 trillion today. There is no way to account for that growth absent the heist of both the information and the intellectual property.
In 1939, 1941, the U.S. was caught not ready for the war. The president admitted it, went on air repeatedly and said, we're going to catch up, we're going to beat them. Arsenal of democracy, here it comes. Now, your fictional president in your presentation, is he going to make that speech to the American people?
Everything speaks against that. in that the concerns, as you've already mentioned, the market. Do you really want to go into the bear market with that kind of message? Do you want to acknowledge that China has such an advantage today in any number of technologies ahead of us, including artificial intelligence and rare earth missions and rare earth minerals and all of that? Do you really want to go to the American public? It would take enormous courage to do so and prepare America to actually deal with the consequences of disrupted supply chains and the rest of it.
Consider the alternative is what I would say in response. David Shedd and Andrew Badger, the book is The Great Heist, underway right now. China's epic campaign to steal America's secrets. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.